Thank you for calling XPO. This is Winston. How can I assist?
Yes. We have a delivery date. Really, it's an exchange. One of your repair people are coming to take the dishwasher that we bought a week ago because there's some problem with it. And let me give you the phone number that it's attached to so you can look at the file. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. You don't have an order number?
I don't have it. Hold on. Let me see if I can look it up. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I apologize for me not saying anything.
That's fine. I'm trying to figure out how to get this has been going on for like 2 weeks. They're supposed to have been trying to exchange this thing, and for some reason we've had trouble in what we sold them. They didn't record, and they were trying to come on a different day. We weren't going to be there. So I wonder if that would be in my voicemail. Hold on a sec.
It's okay. Sir, you have a you say you had an install today?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
7
okay.
To 1 o'clock.
Okay, okay.
My last name is Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y. Is there a way you can look it up on my name and my phone number instead?
I'm going to try to look it up through your zip code.
30043.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
30043.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's 30043. Let's see if we can locate them.
It was originally supposed to, according to you, it was supposed to be delivered on Tuesday, and we had told them Wednesday. So they were calling here on Tuesday, you know, or Monday to confirm Tuesday, and we're like, well, we're not going to be there Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Can you verify the name on the order?
It's Keith Dudley. Keith Dudley.
Keith Dudley. I'm looking. No. Melody Circa. And what were you having installed, sir?
A dishwasher. You guys are picking up the dishwasher, taking it out, the one that I bought originally. It's not working, and I've had a plumber install it, and it's holding water, and it's sending an error code, and it's only been in there 40 days. I'm going to look this up through my voicemails to see where the phone number is.
Yes, sir. I would like to.
Do you see it on there?
No, I do not. I'm still trying to locate the order itself. Okay.
I have 4 calls from you guys, and they're all the wrong day, and it's. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, sir.
Good, awesome. That's got to be better.
Sir, yeah, okay, I was going to say, sir, you keep going lower and lower and lower.
That's because I was trying to search through my phone while you were on speakerphone, and it kicked it off of speakerphone.
Okay, I understand.
So I was going, like, silent, and you're like, okay, I can't hear him. Let me see if I can pull it up on my bank statement on the number there. Hold on.
Okay.
see. Damn. All right, I'm in the wrong month. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Best Buy for the original purchase date was 4/19. And it doesn't show me anything. It shows a Best Buy number of 0000-4267. Hold on, 5.
What was that number, sir?
0000-4267. It's an MHT number.
You said zero.
Oh, reference number. Reference number is 8654. Account number. Oh, well, that's not. Maybe that's on the transaction number, and that's not what you see.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
I got about 250 orders pulled up. Oh, Lord.
From April.
April?
250?
Yeah. Huh?
Because we don't have the exact order number.
Exactly, yes.
This is crazy. It's we already. Can you go to the original schedule date?
Okay,
still by the order number or my phone number. Can't the other person did by the phone number.
Okay, I can try by the phone number.
770-778-2719.
Okay.
Yes. Is that helping?
Well, we gotta let this thing do what it's going to do. It's got to load. Dang, this thing takes so long.
You know, so you don't show any deliveries tomorrow at my address with my number?
No. No, sir. I don't know if it's not in the system yet or they didn't complete the scheduling, but it's not in the system, sir.
Okay, so here's what again, I suspect as much, and this is why I was calling, because usually you guys call me, you know, to get the reminder, to, you know, for us to remember that you guys are coming.
Yes, sir.
Well, again, just this week, Sunday, you were supposed to come, actually, you were supposed to come on the 5th, somehow that wasn't the right day. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The truck broke down. You guys called me. You couldn't come now, okay? So we rescheduled. I had to call back. My wife had to call them on Sunday to give them a date. We said, we're going to be there Wednesday. Well, they said something in their system. They end up coming and calling. We're here Tuesday. We're like, okay, well, I'm sorry. You're not ever supposed to be coming on Tuesday. So then you called me twice, then they left, and then I also called him and said, hey, you're not supposed to be here on Tuesday. When can I call you back? I'll call you back when I talk to my wife. What's the next day? So we say Saturday's the next day. My wife calls them, and they, for some reason, scheduled it for who knows what day, because now that would be tomorrow.
Right.
And I get two 2 days ago, I get a call stating, you have not scheduled your appointment yet.
What?
That's what I'm saying. So this is why I just got to have to call back when I have that exact number. This is just plain crazy.
Yes, sir. It's some communication is not getting said between some people.
Yeah, something internally. I mean, they act polite, but, I mean, they're not bending over backwards. They're making it seem like because they've had a no-show, right?
Yes, sir.
You no-show because you're on the wrong day.
Right.
They look bad. You know what I'm saying? So they're here. I'm not, so I'm wrong, okay? It doesn't matter that you've scheduled the wrong day. They don't know that. They're here on a different day. It just makes it look bad, and they're going, well, you know, because I've done these deliveries before. I know what scheduling is. I'm self-employed.
Yes, sir.
You got to be all over it to do that.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you make mistakes, and some people misunderstand, and it happens. But, you know, this is the second time we've been trying to reschedule this, and that's the problem. So
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
Guess what?
You found it.
I did.
Yay!
Wow, I did find it. Okay.
I'm so happy.
I am too. Okay, sir, what can I do for you today?
So now what I'm trying to do is we're supposed to be scheduled for tomorrow between 7 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. Is that still current?
Okay. It says the delivery window is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. ETA window 10:30 to 11:30.
Okay. So if we're here between 9 and 11, that would be better than trying to make sure that we miss you or something at 10:45 or whatever.
Right.
So they've adjusted the window based on where it is when everybody else is delivering, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have a schedule. You do it in order like you would, you know, the closest one, the next one, the next one.
All the way out to the furthest, yeah.
Yeah, so we're between 9 and 11.
Yes, so you're probably one of the first three stops.
Okay, great. And your name was?
Winston.
Winston.
Yes.
Is there an order number?
Yes, there is.
Oh, go ahead.
That is 072. D as in David.
Yep.
5. FFB.
Okay, great. So, Winston, the window now is between 9 and 11, and we'll expect you guys then.
Yes, sir. The delivery window
not
is between.
You, your company, of
course. Yes, sir. Yes.
Awesome. Great, Winston. Thanks for finding that. I appreciate it.
No problem, Keith. Is there anything else that you would need from me?
I'm great now that we know we're still on. So, that's awesome.
Okay, Keith. No problem. And thank you for talking with XPO. You enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
No. Bye-bye. Yes. I found.